Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Well, good evening, friends. This is Brother Byron on the Holy Manna radio broadcast. And today is Friday, March the 15th. You know what that means? That means today I've been married to my beautiful wife for 34 years. Today is our anniversary. We were married back in 1985 on March 15th. What a blessing God give me for such a woman in my life. And happy anniversary to Mary. Well, we've been talking yesterday about people having no time for God. And what a sad thing to think of is not having any time for God. We took our example from the Bible in the book of Acts. If you want to go ahead and turn there, Acts chapter 24. We read text there from verses 24 through 27 about Felix the governor, who had came to Paul along with his wife, and Paul began preaching to him. Now let's go ahead and read our text just for context here. The Bible says in Acts 24 and 24, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.' He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound." Father, we thank you once again for this blessed opportunity to be able to speak to these good folks that are listening on WKXV Radio. Lord, we're praying for those that are listening. Pray, God, you bless them. I pray, Lord, that you help us as we continue with this thought about having no time for God. These things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yesterday, as we ended the broadcast, we were talking about how it was so sad that Felix had sat before Paul and was convicted of the Holy Ghost. And instead of turning to the Lord and repenting and trusting Jesus as his Savior, he instead turned and ran. And from all indications in the Bible, we never see where Felix ever repented and came to the knowledge of Christ, received Jesus as his Savior. From all indications that we have, Felix died and went to hell. Even though he was plainly given the gospel, the Bible just told us in those verses we just read that Paul had preached to him all those things. And so this man had heard the gospel. He had been convicted, which is what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit convicts and convinces men that they're a sinner and convicts them that they need to be saved. And that's what's happened to Felix. That's what's causing him to tremble. He was literally scared to death. And instead of accepting, he resisted and ran from the Holy Spirit. Well, we do see there in verse 26 that he kept coming back to Paul. It says he sent for him the oftener, in other words, more than he used to. He kept requesting Paul to come and speak with him. But at this point on, he's just looking to get money out of Paul. The Bible never mentions anything else about Felix trembling or being convicted or anything. And so from all we know, Felix never trusted the Lord Jesus. And so that is the worst part of this whole story, of how somebody can be clearly convicted that they're a sinner and yet resist the conviction of the Holy Spirit and die from this world lost and go to hell. And I want you to know, friends, there are people doing that every day. Every minute there's somebody that's dropping off into a devil's hell that's heard the gospel. They've been convicted that they're a lost sinner, but yet they resisted that call, that conviction, and they have refused Christ, refused to receive him as their Savior, and therefore Christ let them have what they want, which is hell, because God gave us every possible way so that we didn't have to do that. He sent Jesus here to die for our sins. And so it's simple as it can be. Salvation's not hard at all. It's simply believing in the gospel and by faith receiving Jesus as your Savior. But people refuse to do it. That's what's happened to Felix. He's refused to receive Christ. Again, let me read to you again what it says in Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. The Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." Now, of course, I know that this passage is speaking about the people of Judea, the Jews, and how that they refuse to turn from their idolatry and only serve the Lord God and him alone, and how that was a separation he put up with them for all those years. And finally, his long suffering ended, and he allowed them to do what they wanted to do. And the repercussion was punishment of going into slavery for 70 years in Babylonian captivity. Well, let me tell you something, friends. There's also a punishment for those that leave this walk of life lost, and that punishment is eternal. It's not 70 years. It's not just 5 or 10 years. If it was only for a set period of time, then maybe somebody could endure it. Maybe they think, well, I can just go through life, not trust Jesus, put up with being in hell for a certain amount of time, and then when I get out, then I'll be fine. No, friends. There's no way out. Once you close your eyes in death, that is it for you. There is no more chance to be saved once you have passed away from this world. Once you die, friends, you enter into either heaven in the presence of the Lord, or you enter into a devil's hell. There's a place of punishment, a place where you'll be chained in darkness and awaiting the great white throne judgment, where you will be cast into a lake of fire. And that punishment is eternal, everlasting. Just like salvation is eternal and everlasting, so is hell. So, here we see this man, Felix, who was given the opportunity to repent and receive Christ, but yet he did not. Look, we are living under God's grace right now. This is the church age. It's the time now, the age of grace, when God is saying, "Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely." We have opportunities right now to trust in Jesus as our Savior. But that day is going to end one of these days, and I believe it's going to be soon. It's already been over 2,000 years now since Christ ascended into heaven, and the Bible says he would return in like manner. And ever since then, men have been preaching of the imminent return of Christ, and I believe that it could come at any moment, any day, any hour. I don't think there's a thing left on God's timetable that has to take place before the Lord calls his church out of here, and then that dreaded 7 years of tribulation begins on this earth, the time of Jacob's trouble, which means the tribulation for the Jews. By the way, that's not for the church. There's nowhere in the Bible that indicates the church will go through the tribulation period. From everything that I can read and understand the Bible, the church is called out here before that event happens, and God protects his bride. But we see that the Jews, they do go through it. It is their time. It's the great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, which means the Jews. And then after that 7 year period, friends, then the Lord returns and rules and reigns on this earth on the throne of his father David there in Jerusalem, where he will reign for 1,000 years, and everything will be peace on earth. The devil will be locked up in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. We won't have to worry about the devil at that point. And then after that, friends, it all ends. The great white throne judgment's going to take place. Anybody that's never received Christ will be cast into a lake of fire. They'll be judged according to their works. That's what the Bible says. The books will be open, the book of life and the other books where God's recorded everything. And that's where men will be judged from. We as Christians, now we will rule and reign along with Christ, and we'll be there part of that, but we won't be judged at the great white throne judgment. We too have our judgment as well in front of the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat, where we will answer for those things. The Bible says both good and bad, which we've done. And those are going to be those things that we say we've done for the Lord, but we really did selfishly, and those things will get burned up. They'll become wood, hay, and stubble and get burned up. And we'll be rewarded for those things that we did with a genuine understanding of doing it for the Lord, that we did it out of a pure heart to just further the gospel and to do things for the Lord. Those are treasures that we stored up in heaven. That's what the Bible talks about, the storing up treasures in heaven. The things that you do for God here on this earth that are genuinely for Him, those are those rewards that you're restoring. We receive crowns during our judgment in front of Christ. But the lost will not. Felix, from all indications, also will be present at the great white throne judgment, where he will be cast into a lake of fire, along with anybody else that rejected the conviction of the Holy Spirit and rejected Christ. Turn with me quickly to 2 Peter 2, 4 through 6. We don't have much time, but I want to read this to you. 2 Peter 2, 4 through 6. The Bible here says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, and condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly." Well, Noah, the preacher of righteousness, spent 120 years building an ark and preaching repentance because he had time for God. But all of his neighbors that lived around him, walked by every day, wagged their heads, clicked their tongues, they did not have time for God. And so the Bible tells us that only Noah, his three sons, his wife, and his three sons' daughters, eight people, were saved when God destroyed this earth with water. But people, they could have repented. They could have got on that ark if they'd only had time for God, but they did not have time for Him. Friend, you may not make time for God while you're here on this earth, but you hear me and you hear me well. When you close your eyes in death, the next time you open them, I guarantee you, you will wish that you'd had made time for God. There are no do-overs. We're here for just a little while, and then we will move on to our eternity. This is not a wonderful life where you'll be given an opportunity to go and do life over. There are no angels with wings named Clarence. No, friends, this is it for you. And this is not make-believe. This is very real, and that's why I preach this so many times of how important it is that you understand this. Let me finish our verses there in Acts 24 and 27. It says, "But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound." So there we have it. Felix never did repent, and he left Paul in prison there. And so from all that we can understand from the Bible, Felix died and went to hell eventually. Oh, what about you, friend? Have you ever received Jesus as your Savior? If you've not, friends, this message is for you. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the message you've given us. God, the importance, the gravity here, Lord, that we understand our time is coming. Lord, you said in your word, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. God, if there's one listening to this right now that's never trusted you as their Savior, received you as such, God, would you convict their heart and may they turn to you. Turn from their wickedness and turn to you to save them from their sins. Lord, not run from it like Felix. Help us, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.